So according to survey, it is that many devotees left because although they had faith in Prabhupada, but they couldn't apply the mood of this verse, Tenukampam. That's why they left. Actually, I would say that, you know, that applying this verse is something which is for the individual to consider. No, but for the institution, they should be considering, why did we put the devotees in a situation where they had to suffer so much? You know, because there is always this symbiotic relationship where, say, for example, it is said in the Vedic culture that when people grow old, you know, when you are old, you should just renounce the world, go to the forest and give up the pursuit of fame, absorb yourself in God and die alone. Prabhupada says, you know, this is actually ideal death. Just leave the world far behind. But this is for the individual. At the same time, the same Vedic culture says that there are five elements of society that are always to be protected. And one of them is the elderly. So from the individual's perspective, as I grow old, I should just focus on spiritual growth and not have so much material expectations from others. That is from the individual's perspective. But from the society's perspective, the elderly people, they have given their life for us. So it is our duty to take care of them. So it is true. So similarly, sometimes what happens when some people leave a spiritual movement, especially an insular spiritual movement like ours, then what happens? Even one person's leaving creates insecurity. Why did they leave? Is there something wrong with it? And then afterwards, when we meet together, the meeting often just becomes a way of reassuring each other, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. There's something wrong with that person. That's why he or she left. No, but there could be something wrong with us also. And we may have to do some things which need to be rectified. So we could say from the individual's perspective, yes, they, you know, they should have understood that whatever wrong things have happened, it's Krishna's mercy. And they should have still continued in the practice of bhakti. That is true from the individual's perspective. But the institution's perspective should be that institutional leaders, as members, you know, what could we have done so that when they were going through the situation, see, it is the devotees who are the prominent representations of God's mercy in this world. It is, how does Krishna's mercy come in this world? It is through his devotees. So if they could not see that their situation as Krishna's mercy, that means somebody did not come to them and tell them how to access Krishna's mercy. So, you know, as a movement, as an institution, we should not just be self-righteous. You know, they couldn't apply the philosophy they left. We should see that it is my responsibility. Now, I couldn't help them apply the philosophy. We should have done something by it. I was in Phoenix, one of the Bible Belt states. You know, so there I saw one note on, probably with the atheist, he had put it on his car. Oh God, please save me from your preachers. So actually, God is meant to save us. God saves us through his preachers. But if the preachers come up as self-righteous, then I don't want to have anything to do with his preachers. So as an institution, we should see our responsibility to try to help those who are in need. So that they feel, oh, Krishna's mercy is coming through this devotee. Krishna's mercy is coming through the community of devotees that I am a part of. Does that address your comment?
Yeah. Very, very valuable. Yeah.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.